Mirabile visu, wonderful to behold. Time, space, from the infinitesimal to the infinite. Tethered to reality by only one thing, an immortal language, Latin. Salvete MVPs. I am Magister J. Or am I? My letter J has been purloined. It's the purloined letter. And purloin, of course, is from the Latin pro, meaning forward or forth, and longus, meaning long, meaning something put a long way away. Celeriter, my MVPs, hurry! We don't have a moment to lose. Oh, celeriter is from the Latin adjective celer, meaning swift. I have lost something very important, a letter on which hinges my entire existence. But before that, here's a pop final for you. Write this in your tabella, your notebook. Right now, unless you're driving a vehicle, operating heavy machinery, or singing Nessun Dorma, the aria from the final act of Puccini's opera, Turando, or Turandot. True or false? Z is the last letter of the alphabet. True or false? Never mind that now. It's time to get into the time cart. René Descartes, wake up. You guide the cart, Descartes.
Cogito ergo sum.
Quid quid. MVPs, you will love quid quid. It's Latin for whatever. Start the horses. On spazia. On tempus. On dasher. On dancer. That's another story completely. The year is 1524 A.D., Anno Domini, and we are in the Italian Renaissance. Speculor cum meo parvo oculo. I spy with my little eye a humanist. No. Not a humorist, although he might have been funny, but a humanist grammarian named Gian Giorgio Trissino. Don't you love that name? Go to your mater and pater and ask kindly, will you please call me Gian Giorgio Trissino? They will weep tears of joy and give you a testudo, a turtle. Gian Giorgio Trissino! Is it true that in the early Roman alphabet there was no letter J?
Ito ero.
That means yes. That the letter I came first? And that J was used as another form of I without its own identity?
Ito ero.
So that I would not be Magister J, but Magister I? I am I?
Ito ero.
The letter J was an I with a swash. A swash is a typographical embellishment, like a tail in a way. It was used mostly with Roman numerals, such as the number 8 in Roman numerals, shown as VIII, could be written as VIIJ. Ita vero, to me, ita no. But don't worry, Gian Giorgio Trissino had a vision. In 1524 A.D., he wrote a work on the newly added letters in the Italian language, eventually bringing to life the letter J as its own sound and letter. J became the 10th letter of the alphabet after I. And this comes full circle to our pop final question. If you said yes, true, Z was the last letter of the alphabet, you're right. If you said no, false, J was the last letter added to the alphabet, you're right. So you're left and write. And remember, if something is a mystery, look into its history. In this episode, our Janaki vocabulary begins with salto ergo sum. I dance, therefore I am. To celebrate the no longer purloined letter J and my coming back into existence as Magister J, let's do the sum dance. It's a simple Latin vibe that conjugates the present tense of the very valuable, versatile, irregular verb sum, or I am. Sum, I am. S, you are. Est, he, she, or it is. Sumus, we are. Estis, you all are. Sunt, they are. Time to shake your shoulders, jiggle like jelly, roll your eyes and dot your T's and do the sum dance. Ready? Begin. Sum es est, sumus estis sunt. 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 Don't you feel better? If Mater and Pater are more concerned about your behavior than usual, simply say, Mens sana in corpore sano. A sound mind in a sound body. This famous statement is attributed to a Roman poet named Juvenal. No, not juvenile, as in the Latin word juvenis, meaning young man, but Juvenal the poet, who may have been a juvenile when he wrote it, but I digress. Mens sana in corpore sano is from Satire 10 of Juvenal, written in the early 2nd century. The Latin, as you know, is Orandum est ut sit mens sana in corpore sano. It is to be prayed that the mind be sound in a sound body. It is from Satire 10, the 10th. Speaking of 10th, the letter J is the 10th letter of the alphabet. Like Juvenal, or in the J in Magister J, so I've gone full circle from the Latin circlus. So, if you have a letter J in your name, in your vocabulary, in your language, celebrate the J! Today's J Day! Even if you don't, give someone a hug who has the letter J in his or her name. Together, we'll build a world of kindness based on the originally purloined letter, the letter J. Okay? I'm calling you, my terrific listeners, MVPs. Mirabile visu people. Oh, yeah, and most valuable players. So until next time, whatever time is, join me again, MVPs, for another thrilling ride on the time cart. And remember, non pro scola, sed pro vita. Not for school, but for life.